Happy, 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 happy Friday. Oh my God, we need to hurry and get the show done. My coffee is almost gone. Can't do a show without a proper cup of coffee, can I?
Yeah, bye.
We'll get into that, all right. So today we're going to talk about setting expectations and getting what you want. And expectations are, I think it's for yourself. Well, we'll talk about that. But expectations are just key here, just about everything you do. It's important to understand because sometimes we're flitting through the day and we have no idea what's expected of us and we don't even know what to expect of ourselves. I'll talk about that today. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. We're whipping out some Scott logic to interpret some common sense of the world that doesn't seem to be such a common sense place anymore. I got news for you guys. Life has never been so easy and has never been so good as it is these days. Even though it's just wacky. A long time ago, I looked at the world. I said, there are billions of people on the planet. I was still in high school, very, very young. And I just looked at the world. I said, how the heck are we going to manage when we get like 7, 8, 10 billion people on the planet here? And then now I kind of see it. The answer is you're not. This is going to be foobard. It's okay. Anyway, thanks for stopping by today. Me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. So I'm a bit of a productivity ninja, and I love to use technology to make my life easier. And I want to tell you about Notion, our sponsor today, and the single surprising reason I use Notion. You're never going to guess it. Notion, by the way, combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple, flexible, and beautifully designed. It's really great. So why do I use it? Well, I made a decision a long time ago. If I'm going to use a piece of software, I want the most popular one that everybody uses. That way, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm stumped on something, I can go on YouTube or Google or go on their website. I get an answer. I get tips. I get templates. I get everything. It's awesome. It's like crowdsourcing your productivity. That's why I use it. And remember that Notion AI helps you work faster, write better, and think bigger by doing tasks that take hours and just seconds. Try Notion free when you go to Notion.com/dailyboost. That's all lowercase letters. Notion.com/dailyboost to try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show. Notion.com/dailyboost. You should check out my Facebook group. It's awesome. It's at dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It's a redirect. It'll take you there directly. It's a neat group of people. My goal in doing this was to have a place to connect with me. Yeah, that was kind of it. But ultimately, because I get to see the cool people who listen to this show, and you don't. And so we put a group together. Y'all get to know each other, and it's so neat to watch it. And if you were to come into the group, and you're welcome to, just search that. Go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Answer my three simple questions. Agree to my term. Actually, I don't even have terms anymore. I figure if you mess up, I'll kick you out. Doesn't matter anyway, okay? Come on in and hang out and be cool and be nice and enjoy the vibe. And if you're there to get some inspiration, then get it and give where you can. And if you have some to give, then give it. It's so cool to get up in the morning and see 8 or 9 or 10 people that have posted something really cool overnight. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even do anything. They just did it for me. It's awesome. So that's what it's for. So it's dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook is where you get that. Next order of business, new podcast. I've been wanting to do this for a while. I didn't know what I was going to do. Wanted to bring you a weekend show is what I was going to do. And I've always had a weekend show for my members at motivationmove.com, although not in the past year, I haven't. And I decided to bring a weekend show to the greater audience, the bigger audience, if you will. And we're going to bring a show that we used to do together because a lot of folks have said, can you kind of apply this more to real life? Can we kind of hear more of how it interacts and goes together? Can you talk to some other people? And where's your wife? If you've never met my wife, she is extremely qualified in the things she talks about, and she is wicked funny. An ode to my New Englanders there. And I need to bring her back. So we used to do a show called Husband Wife Talking Life. And it's me and Joy, and we'll be coming together and do a show, probably 30 minutes long, kind of for perfect cardio time for you. And it's going to be kind of a general interest show that covers the things we talk about on the Daily Boost podcast, but from a standpoint of a husband and wife and all the interaction that goes on with that. She's extremely funny, and we both kind of strange sense of humor, so I think you're going to like the show. It'll start tomorrow, and it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're on the member side, you'll get the same show, but it will not have any commercials or anything on it. As usual, you get the clean version and all the other fun stuff that we do. Well, not the clean version, but let me think about that. But no commercials, okay? It's all tomorrow. Last question before we get on with today's show. This is really important, and this is really actually part of your obligation to listen to the show. I think you have very few obligations here. One is to listen. Two is to use the stuff that we talk about. Three is to share the show with all your friends, tell them how good it is, and to make sure they listen to partake in what my sponsors ask you to partake in. Are there any more rules? That's about it. But the number one rule is do the stuff I tell you to do because it works. And that is the question, how do I want to feel? Now, I'm not a feeling kind of guy. I don't operate on feelings. I think people who operate strictly on feelings are just making their life unhappy. It's kind of funny when you think about it. I'm all about feelings. Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Morris Albert. And yet it makes me unhappy. Why am I so unhappy? It's because you're paying attention to your feelings. But the reality is you are a feeling kind of person. You're an emotional person, but you're also a logical person. So what I ask you to do is this. I ask you to go emotional, ask the question, how do I want to feel? And then give it a logical answer. That's it. Well, I want to feel energized. I want to feel positive. I want to feel prosperous. I want to feel happy. I want to feel like I'm giving. If you stop and really just pull the emotions out, set them to the side and say, okay, emotions, you're over there right now. You're not just running my life right now. You're not messing me up in my head. I'm just going to use you for just a moment to get to the logic. You'll change your life. So how do I want to feel? Ask that question today. And my guess is the answer will be positive and upbeat. Some of you might be grumpy and say, oh, I don't care how I feel. Listen to the show. I'm going to brainwash you. If you listen to me long enough, you cannot help but start to think this way. I'm going to wash your brain. I am. You're going to believe in yourself. Whether you believe in yourself at all right now, I will talk you into it because you're going to show up every single day going, I don't know why I listen to this guy. Pisses me off sometimes. Makes me laugh. Teaches me some cool stuff. Talks too much. Talks too fast. I don't even know why I listen to him. I'm brainwashing you. Ooh. All right. So it's like sometimes I wonder if Tony Robbins listens to me. Brandon Bouchard. I just wonder if those guys listen to me. I wonder if Oprah has ever listened to me. I bet they have. They never sent me an email yet. Hey, if one of you big, you're like over the top, like really over the top kind of people out there listening to me thinking, who is this dude? It'd be kind of good. You don't have to do anything with me, but I'm just wondering. I just sometimes have this dream that like Tony Robbins needs some motivation. He's like 3 o'clock in the morning. He's tuning in Scott. Wouldn't be they awesome? Could happen. So let's talk about expectations. Imagine how your life would be if you could improve it for yourself and everybody in the world understood what you were doing. They don't understand me. Mm-hmm. Nobody understands you. And they're not going to unless you understand how to make sure they understand you. What? I'm being myself. I know you are. That's okay. You're going to be yourself anyway. But just because you want to be yourself doesn't really require me to honor and accept that you want to be yourself if it affects me being myself, right? Oh, that's controversial over these days. But it is common sense and true, isn't it? The minute you kind of begin to push yourself on somebody else, you start to step on somebody else's toes, and well, you know. Now I'm going down the libertarian route. See, we cover all political affiliations here, every single one of them, and don't stick to any of them. We combine them all together, pull the best stuff out, the stuff that actually works. Scott, common sense, Scott Logic, that's what we do. You are now officially a member of the Scott Logic Party. Expectations are so powerful. So pay attention to these three. I might open your mind up to a couple of things. You ready? Number one, and this is a question. I'll slow down. What do you expect of yourself? In all areas of your life, what do you expect of yourself? I think you should write that down and really think about it. I'm thinking to myself right now that I don't do it every single day. I think generally speaking, I've kind of gone through that before and I generally know what I expect of myself. Sometimes I surprise myself. But pretty much I know what I expect of myself. And I got another package. It's UPS. Yesterday I got Amazon. That's awesome. It's my Ring doorbell. I need to change that. But I don't let it. I don't go backwards. You get to live my life as I live it. What do you expect of yourself? How do you approach the world? You thought about that? It's really important to know that because if you're in any situation anywhere, surrounded by people, and you likely will be, and you don't know what to expect of yourself, then you're likely to go with the flow, go with what other people expect of you. You're influenceable, and we all are. But when you know what you stand for, when you know who you are, when you know what your expectations are, life changes. I used to tell my kids all the time what I expected of them. Because if you don't tell a kid what's expected of them, the kid doesn't know, and they just do what they do. A lot of that going on in this world today. What do you expect of yourself? That's where it all begins. So next, obviously, what would you expect of others? What do you expect of others? Clearly understanding what you expect of others, it kind of allows you to avoid surprises and toxic relationships. Now, just because you decide what you expect of others doesn't mean you're going to be satisfied with that, and doesn't give you the ability to control anybody else. Personally, for me, I know what I expect of myself, and I hold a standard to that. And when I get around people who obviously don't hold the high standards I have, they're not high, they're just what I decided, right? How I choose to live my life. So essentially what I expect of others is that others are going to be others. They're going to do what they're going to do. I don't really have any control of that. And where we meld, where we come together, where our values match, that's cool. And then I can begin to form an expectation. I have expectations, like I mentioned, my kids. I have expectations of my wife. I have expectations of my friends. Why? Because we have formed a relationship, and that relationship has brought together expectations of both of us. I have those expectations, and I'm kind of the kind of guy that I stick to that. If I don't get what I expect after we've established that, I'm like, that's weird. But I've also gone a step further, that we set the expectations, but the only one I control is what I expect of myself. That's it. And so even though I may expect something from somebody else, and we may have even agreed to that, they've changed. I may not like it, but I'm still going to say, well, they're kind of in charge of themselves, and now the rules have changed, haven't they? So what do you expect of yourself, and what do you expect of others? That's where we start. The third one, which is probably the one that drives you most crazy, what do others expect of you? And do you let them know what they can expect of you? Do you walk your talk? Are you living in integrity? I'll tell you a quick example. This show, I actually go to great effort to let you know what to expect of me. A lot of times, I'm just doing what I'm doing. But how many times, every single show, at some point during the show, I'm going to tell you what to expect of me. And sometimes I overtly say it at the beginning of the program, what you can expect. I'm going to talk fast. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to be a little bit raucous. I might piss you off. I might make you happy, but I'm going to teach you something. I'm going to do what Scott's going to do. That's the expectation. I also tell you, you may not like me. And if you don't like me, that's cool too, because I can't make you do that. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. We're going to come together somewhere in between, and we're going to make a deal. So the expectation for me that I set when I look at what I think you should expect of me is you should expect Scott to be Scott. That's it. You should expect me not trying to manipulate you and not trying to do anything other than what I'm doing. I'm going to be myself as true as I can possibly be. And sometimes I'm going to totally ruin things and make it really, what do you say that for? I have no idea why. But just expect it's coming. It's not to be hurtful. It's actually to be helpful. I'm going to walk my talk. Do you walk your talk? What can I expect of you? So what do you expect of yourself? What do you expect of others? And what do others expect of you? I'm laughing at myself right now. How many times in school people say, well, Scott, I didn't expect that from you. Well, if you paid half attention to me, you probably should have expected of me. Don't be surprised. How many times have you gone through your life like that? Judging somebody by how they presented? And yet it's all because you didn't really think through that, well, they're their own person. What do you expect of yourself? What do you expect of others? What do you expect of what do they expect of you? Bonus content. Gotta be quick. Don't have much time. Should you be judgmental of your friends? Yes or no? And should your friends judge you? I love my friends. They never judge me. Expectation, right? My belief is that when you finally make that pact with your friends, when you come to an agreement of what makes you friends, that there should be judgment. And that when you get out of that agreement, that it should be judged and should be questioned. Expectations have changed. When you have a friendship, you're setting up a set of rules. Be judgmental of that. That's how you maintain those rules. A lot of folks don't agree with me on that one, but I don't care. It's how life is. All right, it's been a fun week. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you got what you expected and what I expected and what we expected, but whatever. I'll see you tomorrow on this new podcast. Who knows what's going to happen with that? We'll see.